This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 11,000 Colorado families found out their four-year-old won't qualify for full-time universal preschool just as the school year is about to start. The state previously said four-year-olds who meet one of five qualifying risk factors, such as being homeless, low income, or speak English as a second language, would qualify. Chalkbeat's Ann Simke reports the state has backtracked, telling families who only kids who meet two risk factors qualify.
They have been surprised, confused, and angry that their children are actually getting a half day of preschool instead, unless they can fork over the extra tuition to pay for the full day.
The state received over 36,000 signups for the new universal preschool program, about 6,000 more than expected. A key deadline is approaching for a law that expands VA benefits to veterans who got sick from burn pits and other toxic exposure. Lawmakers and advocates are urging veterans to start applying for protections before August 9th. That's the deadline in the PACT Act to qualify for retroactive benefits going back 1 year. John Keene with the Colorado VFW says it's best to do this now, even if you're not sick.
Take the time to go ahead and sign up, because you don't want to wait until you're sick have to be screwing around with the paperwork and the bureaucracy of getting enrolled.
Congressman Joe Neguse says about 700,000 veterans have signed up, but there are still thousands in Colorado who have yet to file claims. A severe thunderstorm watch has been posted for parts of the eastern plains, including Adams and southwest Weld counties. Storms will continue over their area with hail and high winds possible. This is CPR News.